Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran is finally asking for outside help with Saturday's massive twin earthquakes. 20 villages were completely destroyed in the northwest, and 300,000 people have been affected by the crisis. Sat-7 PAR's Sarah Afshari says the team aired a live broadcast talking about physical and spiritual needs.
The aim of our show, in fact, was just praying and comforting them and encouraging the other people to help the victim of the earthquake by being generous in their givings, in their time, going to the hospitals to give blood, or collecting food and clothes or these things.
Next, for over 40 years, Burma's ethnic peoples have sought refuge from the military junta, sometimes running wildly into the surrounding jungle. Well, next Saturday, you can run for them. Partners in Relief and Development brings the hope of Christ to Burmese communities through relief efforts, and their annual Run for Relief 5K will be held next Saturday in Aurora, Colorado. Your participation, either by running or supporting, helps buy food and supplies for ethnic people in hiding. Find out more at our website. And William Carey, the founder of Modern Missions, once said, "Expect great things from God and attempt great things for God." Well, that theme is seen in the new book called Great for God. Global Advance's David Shibley, author of Great for God, explains.
We cover the story of Jim Elliot, Amy Carmichael, many of the great mission heroes, to just give inspiration and encouragement, and for us to understand that we are standing on the shoulders of some real spiritual giants who led the way and helped pave the way for the advance of the gospel in our own day.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation and Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.